Hello again, and welcome to Organ First Radio. With only a couple of recent new CDs to share more tracks with you, I guess the remainder of the music choice will be down to yours truly. I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome to the show. Over the past months, I've been going through my collection of cassettes in an attempt to rescue the majority of them before they become totally unplayable, as some of them are. It's only then that you begin to realise how many good up-and-coming players there were, and the fact that some have disappeared without trace from the concert scene. I often wonder if they still play for their own amusement, and especially at Christmas time with family and friends. One young man who was always a popular player back in the pioneering organ festival days was Andrew Tootell, who I happen to know lives in St Helens and is now a radiographer lecturer at Salford University, is married and has a 3-year-old daughter. So, from one of his final cassettes, he opens the show this month. Andrew Tuttle at the Technics GX7 and the Rhodes 660 keyboard with Don't Rain on My Parade, made famous by Barbara Streisand, and that was followed by a number one hit for the late Whitney Houston back in 1988, titled Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Over now to the theatre organ, and one that I got to know quite well in my days with ABC Cinemas. A lovely little Compton of two manuals and five ranks of pipes with a working mellotone unit, which used to be in the Lyric Cinema in Wellingborough. In its cinema-going life, it was broadcast on just four occasions, two with Reginald Porter Brown and two with Trevor Willits. Well, extracts from the latter two broadcasts now appear on a CD that I featured in the last few programmes, titled Putting on the Ritz. It features Jack Hellier at the Ritz Nottingham, George Blackmore at the Ritz Nuneaton, and Harry Farmer at the West End Cinema in Birmingham. Anyway, here is the aforementioned Trevor Willits with The Country Life March. Country Life March, played by Trevor Willits and written by Australian composer Percy Grainger. The organ is now owned by the Cannock Chase Organ Group and installed in Bilston Town Hall. And that track, together with other excerpts from the memorable Midland Console broadcast series, are available on the CD Putting on the Ritz, which is on the OK Rollam label. Someone else who shares the same surname as Trevor Willits is Ray Willits, who's been part of the Blackpool organ playing scene for a great many years. Here he is on the rarely heard Hammond XE2 model with Who Were You With Last Night and I Hear Music and There's No One There. Thank you. Ray Willetts on Hammond XE2 with I Hear Music and There's No One There, and before that, Who Were You With Last Night? Interestingly, that tune was written by an English music hall comedian by the name of Mark Sheridan, who went on to write what is possibly the best known of all the organist's signature tunes. No prizes for guessing the name of that famous signature tune, which was written back in 1909 and is usually shown as being written by J. Glover Kind. But in fact, that was at least one pseudonym used by Frederick Shaw, alias Mark Sheridan. He also wrote other tunes such as the Wibbly Wobbly Walk, Fancy Meeting You at the Isle of Man, Belgium Put the Kibosh on the Kaiser, and even Pack Up Your Troubles. The present chief staff organist at the Tower Blackpool is, of course, Phil Kelsall. So let's hear him play three famous numbers now by Irving Berlin: Putting on the Ritz, Reaching for the Moon, and Let Yourself Go. Thank you. Putting on the Ritz, Reaching for the Moon and Let Yourself Go, recorded back in the year 2000 when Phil was then celebrating 25 years at the Wurlitzer. Last month I promised you I'd feature another track by the recent newcomer to the MSS artist catalogue, Claire Grieg. Here she is with a couple of songs made famous by Elton John, namely Your Song and Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Thank you.
Your Song and Can You Feel the Love Tonight, performed by Claire Grieg on her Versi Performer model and taken from her CD The Second Time Around. It's been some time now since I featured American organist Lynn Larson on the programme, so let me make amends for that right now with this piece of music, which was written by George Gershwin for a musical theatre show called Tiptoes way back in 1925. It's called Sweet and Lowdown. Lynn Larson at the Mesa Organ Stop Wurlitzer with Sweet and Lowdown. For the past few months, I've been working closely with a long-time organist and friend, Alan Haven, who I first met and interviewed in 1982. The outcome will be a 50-minute video, which I hope to post on YouTube sometime this month. The title will be Alan Haven, An Image. Image being the title of this very famous recording, which he made at the start of his recording career in the 60s. Thank you. tune with the singular title of Image. And working with Alan, I discovered for the very first time that the recording was also reissued as a stereo version, but that very few recordings exist of it in that format, that one coming from his own private collection. The video will chart his recording career right up to the present time and will include an extract from his last recording, which was called Sitting In, Alan Haven Plays the Big Bands, and from it, this is his up-tempo finale that pays homage to all that is best in the big band genre. It's called Let's Go. Go, played by Alan Haven from his CD Sitting In, Alan Haven Plays the Big Bands. Something in a quieter mood now, an absolutely lovely version of that old standard I Only Have Eyes for You, played by Kevin Morgan on the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Gaumont Cinema in Manchester, but at the time of this recording in 2003 was in the Granada Studios Tour Complex in Manchester. I Only Have Eyes for You, a beautiful arrangement played there by Dr. Kevin Morgan. Now, when that organ was in the Gaumont, it had a very distinctive and instantly recognisable sound, which was lost in the later reinstallation. But one organ that has retained a lot of its very distinctive sound is the Hill Norman and Beard organ in the Dome in Brighton. Here to play the selection from the show Oklahoma is John Mann. A few tunes there from Oklahoma, played by John Mann at the Dome Brighton. Well, here's an exciting combination of pipes and electronics, dreamt up and performed by Eddie Rurier on Hammond X5 and keyboards, together with the Cinema Organ Society Wurlitzer pipe organ that used to be installed at a venue in Pudsey at the time of this recording in 1995. Eddie mixes and matches all the instruments in this arrangement of the Trish Trash Polka. Trish Trash Polka, played there by Eddie Rurier. Well, as I said at the beginning of the show this month, I'd been transferring all my cassettes to CD format, and amongst them were a series of four recordings made by Lee Perry, another very popular performer in the pioneering organ festival days. Since then, she's made quite a name for herself running the Dorridge Music School in Knowle in the West Midlands. Together with her husband Peter Angelides, the school teaches organ, piano, flute, guitar, sax, drums, clarinet, vocals and keyboards. And so, to take us out of the show this month, here is Lee Perry, recorded back in 1988 at a Technics C700, a Casio FZ1 and a Lexis drum machine with All By Myself. Thank you. All By Myself, played there by Lee Perry. And if you live in the Midlands area, I strongly suggest you look out for the announcements for the pupils' concerts that she and her husband Peter stage each year at the Birmingham Symphony Hall. Believe me, there's a lot of young talent in that area, and no doubt the Dorridge Music School is responsible for nurturing a great deal of it. Anyway, that's all there is for this month, so in the hopes that you've enjoyed the choice of music, I invite you to join me again this and every month on Organ First Radio. One thing you can be assured of is that on these programmes, you'll always hear an eclectic mix of organ sounds, old and new, performed by organists, past and present. In other words, it's an organ music programme that caters for all tastes. So, why not tell your friends that Organ First Radio delivers that which you might not hear elsewhere. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.